edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, let me say thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We'd always invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. We'd love to have your input, your thoughts, your opinions as to what's being said. It's always a good sounding board for me to hear the thoughts and opinions of others, especially those coming out of the conservative Christian patriotic background, so that we will understand whether or not we're being effective on the lives of those that we're speaking to as we come on the air each and every day. Today we're talking about, is the church in jeopardy? And I'm talking about a variety of things that is bringing to the focal point, in my opinion, that battle against God, that battle against Christ, that battle which is good and evil. We're seeing 2 worldviews, a biblical worldview and a satanic, demonic, secularized worldview. We're witnessing the collision of 2 worldviews on a major basis around the globe. And I'm concerned about the Christian church in the United States of America. I'm concerned about how it's going to affect the church. And the question that we had just before the top of the hour news break, in relationship to President Trump saying he might send troops into Nigeria to battle against the Islamics. We've got Jim that's still on hold. Jim, let me read the paragraph from an article. President Trump says military action in Nigeria over persecution of Christians. The headline says, and then it says in the article, and a sharp escalation of tensions, U.S. President Donald J. Trump announced on Saturday that he has directed the Pentagon to prepare for a potential military intervention in Nigeria. The move stems from Trump's claims that Nigerian government is failing to protect Christians from widespread persecution and violence. Quote, if the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians, the United States of America will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria and may very well go into the now disgraced country. Guns are blazing. I like that statement. Guns are blazing to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrific atrocities. President Trump posted on social media. He added that any U.S. action would be fast, vicious, and sweet mirroring what he described as attacks on cherished Christians, end quote. Trump's warnings followed his designation of Nigeria on Friday as a country of particular concern for severe violations of religious freedom, end quote. So, Jim, with that being said, and again, I go back and do the comparison. Why did we get involved in so many wars around the globe? It was supposed to be for the U.S. interest. Does the United States of America have an interest in the freedom of Christians in Nigeria? Does the United States of America have reason and rationale to send troops in, if necessary, to wipe out the Islamic jihadists that's wiping out every Christian they can find, burning churches, beheading pastors? What are your thoughts in summary on that subject?
A moral obligation does exist there. However, a strategic obligation most likely does not. If they're going to do something along the nature of precision strikes against the groups that are perpetrating the atrocities, I agree with that. I agree with small-scale special operation forces that go in there to implement the same goal, as well as a possible arming and training of those Christians that are willing to stand up for themselves. That I 100% agree with. Is there a strategic goal in all of this? That's a difficult question that a lot of people are going to bring forward and then club the United States, the Trump administration, club them over the head saying that we have no strategic reason to be in there other than the moral obligation.
Well, let's compare that. And this is, as the old cliche goes, the devil's advocate. What is our strategic obligation, a moral obligation, to support with hundreds of billions of dollars in military supplies and our funding in Ukraine?
Well, I agree that Ukraine is a completely different environment. If you look at the pre-war Ukraine there, it was one of the most corrupt governments in the entire world, and there are plenty of stories out here, in particular dealing with the Bidens and Burisma.
Yes.
And Hunter Biden being completely unqualified to be sit on an executive board for transportation or oil development in that country. So I believe that Ukraine, the justification came back around by the influence through bribery, coercion, and other sorts of malfeasance to bring them to onto the world stage. And Europe has followed through with the exact same thing. Was Putin correct in invading Ukraine? No, absolutely. He had no right to do that, and it was kind of flimsy, the reason he sent his troops in there. Historically, if you look at the region of Ukraine, it's always been a region of tension. I mean, the Holodomor, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, during the Stalin era in the 20s and the 30s, tens of millions of people were starved. In Stalin's obsession with conquering that region politically.
Well, we know that the president, if you will, of Ukraine is a puppet that was bought and paid for by George Soros, a former male stripper that's now the head of Ukraine. And we know that it was the money laundering machine for years and years and years, even when Joe Biden was a senator and then became president, and the whole Biden family cabal was involved in the money laundering in Ukraine. Albeit that, and I'm going back to perhaps just other incidences and events around the globe in the recent years where we've gotten involved for a reason that's said to be for America's interest. I believe for the Christians, conservatives, and patriots, America has a vital interest in doing so. Now, changing gears on us for just a moment before I let you go, let me ask you a question, Jim. When we look at what is happening with the election for the mayor in New York tomorrow, for the governor of Virginia and the governor of New Jersey, and the Nigerian that's running for one of the mayors in one of the towns in Delaware, what does that bode for America if those offices are taken over by those that are socialist, Marxist, communist, and or Islamic jihadist? In particular, let's focus on New York. Should Christians be concerned about the rapid danger of the freedoms and the religious liberties that we have in America? We're far, far from New York. Jacksonville, Florida is viewed as, well, whatever they put in office in New York will not harm, hurt, or in any way bother the state of Florida. Is that a true statement, or is it a outlandish statement? I believe, and then I'll let you respond, I believe that whatever happens in New York is a signal, a major, major signal of where we're going as a nation. And if the Islamic jihadist, socialist, Marxist, communist that's running, that is not an American, he has an American citizenship, he came into America in 2013, got his green card and became a, quote, citizen in 2018, but still has citizenship in India. He has dual citizenship. Even his mother said that he ain't an American. And how will that affect Christianity in general if he's in office?
That's a complex question, but the one thing that I can be assured in my own examination of this, it is a blueprint. It can be a blueprint for good whenever this city starts to fall apart after he does these socialist grocery stores, starts trying to impose taxes upon businesses doing, upon corporations doing business in New York, outside of New York City boundaries there, and all the other outlandish proposals that he's got, that it'll be a wake-up call. Most likely, I hate to say this, but it's going to be a blueprint for those that are in America that don't have American interests first of how to handle and proceed forward with instituting that form of government throughout the rest of the United States in areas that they can get away with it. You know, if you look at any area where, particularly outside of Dallas, Dearborn, Michigan, New York City, how this is going to affect Christian and Jewish people is extreme. This individual is on record having stated many anti-Jewish and anti-Christian themes, and he will use his platform then to bring about a greater anti-Semitism and anti-Christianity platforms.
Yes, in fact, I'll do a little parenthetical footnote to what you said. Mandami is anti-Christian. He is anti-God. He is anti-America. He is anti-what you would call constitutional governance. He is against anything. In fact, the headline goes back. I touched on it in asking. Mandami's mother boasts he's not an American at all. And it goes on to talk about, and what she says, the report noted that Mandami was born in Uganda, moved to the U.S. when he was 7, and has dual citizenship in the U.S. and Uganda. I said mistakenly India. It's Uganda. He has dual citizenship. And everything that he talks about is focusing on his other country that he has citizenship in. He is anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-citizens. He wants everything to be given free, which is total communism. And the point is, I've read 2 or 3 articles. One of them said that if Mandami is elected, there's over 1,000 other Islamic jihadists, my term jihadists, other Islamics, over 1,000 in America, that they'll start immediately promoting for their elections and county offices, state offices, and national offices across the United States of America if he's elected. It will, in my opinion, unleash the movement for Islamization of America if he goes into office. So, Jim, the point that I make with that, Christians need to pray and ask God to, just as God did for President Trump being elected, we need to pray and ask God to divinely intervene and prevent Mandami from being elected in New York, and prevent the one that's running as future governor, female running for governor in the state of Virginia. She is for open bathrooms, and she is against anything that President Trump is wanting to do. She is for anything that is immoral, unholy, ungodly, and unchristian. She is for it. And it looks like now with the polls as of yesterday, day before yesterday, it looks as though she is on the downslide to go into office. She will undo everything that has been done. She is against what we see taking place in so many states where girls go into boys' bathrooms and vice versa, and where there's the mindset that the LGBTQ sodomite agenda should be prevailing. So, Jim, the bottom line is we're witnessing through the civil government movement and the election process in America, I believe we're witnessing the future fast track of overthrowing religious liberties in America and putting the church in the crosshairs of being persecuted, prosecuted, and removed from any agenda of protection. So I literally, openly, publicly commend President Trump for what he says needs to be done in the nation of Nigeria where Christians are being slaughtered. Jim, it deserves our prayer, our constant vigilance, and keep looking up. Thank you so much for your call today. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, it is the forces of darkness, spiritual warfare, an act, we believe probably final moment. So the desperate, the forces of evil is desperate and working through Marxism, communism, socialism, and Islam. And America is at the, I continue to be very grateful to God for the window of opportunity that God has given us under Donald Trump. And I'm praying that believers will wake up and realize what we have, and if we fail to seize the opportunity to our eyes open and to wake up, to push back against the forces of darkness, then they will pay the price. What, in other words, what is going on in Nigeria and other places, America is no exception. It's coming. We have the Islam is we are on the verge. Islam, as I say, if what happening in New York, if it happened that way, that you put a Islamic radical as well as Marxist, communist, whatever, or everything in charge of New York, we are in big trouble. It's not just New York, it's America. And we realize that we are in really, really serious trouble apart from the mercy of God. If we wake up and make use of the opportunity to work along with Donald Trump, what he's doing, and in bringing us back to sanity and move away from the powers of darkness that has overwhelmed our culture, then, you know, we just know that we are on the downward trend, going fast, unless believers wake up.
Absolutely. The key to it, you just touched on this, Lily, is that believers need to wake up. I'm going to read you a brief article. It's a five-page article. I'm going to read you the headline in about one brief paragraph. Extraordinary. Mondami should lead America and the world. The article reads, the Uganda-born Democrat socialist, he calls an extraordinary human being, could do a good job running the Big Apple. He believes the Muslim could lead America and the entire world in his leadership, end quote. And it goes on to talk about taking off the mask. The mask has been taken off, and reveals the far left really wants Mondami as president. Listen to this. Forget about the fact that he is completely unconstitutional, since Mondami is a naturalized citizen. You have to be a natural born citizen. But what this person is saying and telling, he wants the U.S. and the world to become Muslim. It was never about acceptance, equality, or peace. It's always been about jihadist conquering the world. End quote. Now you couldn't make it any clearer than that. The goal is not just for New York, not just for Virginia, not just for New Jersey, etc., with the Islamic jihadists. Their goal is to conquer the world. And that's been the case since the 7th century when Muhammad was ruling the party, if you please, and was wanting to conquer the entire world. That's the goal. And what is happening, Lily, if I could say this and get your thoughts, what is happening is Islam has been willing for centuries to incrementally subdue the whole world. Christians have the privilege and the opportunity to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it seems that Christians and churches and pastors are willing to be silent and simply put on an exhibition of some excitement and calling it worship service and entertainment, and not the proclamation of the gospel, to the point that Christians have been lulled into believing, well, Islam can be co-equal with the Christians. As Rick Warren said, Islam is simply a sister religion. What say you?
God, I tell you, that's exactly what the point I was on, exactly what was in my heart, that what happened to Europe and Great Britain, they are totally messed up with Islamic takeover and total confusion, totally messed up. And America is no exception. The understanding I have is that Islam, as you just read, Islam is has targeted America, and probably a section of Texas, working desperately to have the foothold. So before we know it, Islam will control the Congress, That's very heading. That's
yes,
very,
we're on the fast track America. For that now. You're right.
Yes, that's very going. Yes, exactly. Mercy well, of God. If Christians, believers, wake up. And, you know, I think I look at it and say, well, we have been naive to an extent in that we, because of freedom of religion, we have everybody, and what our president, past president Obama just said to the nation that America is not a Christian country. But we know that our forefathers were committed to a biblical worldview.
Yes.
And that
yes.
This country was founded on Christian biblical values.
Well, one of the things, Lily, if I could stop you for a moment, one of the things that took place with our founding fathers, they referred to Christianity as true religion. So in our founding documents, it refers to true religion, and so it is
That's not
interpreted by the courts and by the political machine today. True religion
is
identifying simply Christianity, not the whole vast array of cults, occults, and other religions that are contrary to the Word of God. I wish our founding fathers, this is a hopeless statement, but I wish our founding fathers had simply said, rather than calling it true religion, Christianity. That's what they were referring to. But in that era and that day, it was recognized as the only true religion was Christianity. And we have far lost sight of that. But Lily, you're exactly right. One of the bottom lines that I want to close mine and your conversation with is this. We need to recognize as Christians that it's not something far in the future. It is near on the horizon of the Islamization of America and the destruction of morals, ethics, and values and the restriction of our republic, constitutional republic that we have. But Lily, it demands our prayer, our continual vigilance in recognizing and saying and doing something, being salt and light. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'd love to hear from you. Should President Trump send troops in to protect the Christians in Nigeria? Should Mandami and his ilk be elected as mayor of any city across America, with America being a constitutional republic? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, this is called democracy, and according to Zohan Mandami, it will crumble. Listen to what he's saying. He's already saying that what we call democracy will crumble. That's the goal, that's the aspiration, that's the aim, that's the agenda, that's the modus operandi that we see taking place with Zohan Mandami that's on the verge of being elected tomorrow. And I realize that it's on the, how would you say, the eve of the election process for tomorrow. And simply put, we need to be praying and asking God to intervene and to prevent that man from going in office, and also the ones that are wanting to destroy New Jersey and Virginia. I believe with the Youngkin that has been the governor of Virginia for about 8 years now, I believe that, ladies and gentlemen, there needs to be a change in relationship to what is on the horizon. There needs to be a conservative that believes in the protection of kids in the schools so that there is not the mixture, that there is a belief and following the Constitution and a belief in saying President Trump is president and we're going to follow his leadership. But that's the contrary thing that's being said in relationship to the female that's running in Virginia. We need to pray and ask God to intervene. I believe we have Lawrence on the line. Lawrence, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to get your perspective on things. You know, as we know, that cancer spreads. And one of the things that we've seen in sub-Saharan Africa is an all-out eradication of a lot of Christians. And what we've saw in when the Mideast is when you had a group of evil individuals trying to extend and expand a caliphate, is this opportunity in Nigeria an opportunity to, say, stop before this cancer spreads? And I'll let you
tell absolutely. Well, Lawrence, if you'll hang on a moment, I believe you're absolutely right. A good analysis and a good analysis of what you are thinking in relationship to what we just said. A good example of that, President Trump is bombing the pot boats out of the water coming from Venezuela. I think there's 14. Now, what does that do? That sends a signal that we're not going to tolerate the murdering of Americans by way of the material that's coming in, the drugs that's coming in, that's being proliferating in America, killing people. A going in to Nigeria and wiping out the Islamic jihadists is saying to the world, America will not tolerate that. It's sending a positive, absolute, definitive signal that America is not going to be Islamicized. Although I believe, and it's sad to say, we're already on the fast, slippery slope of being Islamicized with what we've already done. As Lily said just a moment ago that when she called in, we already have a major number in the U.S. House and the Senate that are total Islamics. They're Islamic jihadists. They're non-Americans. They hate America and want to undermine our nation. So you're exactly right with your analysis of that. I've used the term, by the way, you can take a bushel of grade A Washington State red apples, you can put a rotten one in the middle, put it back in the closet, the bushel back in the closet, 30 days from then, you've got a bushel of rotten apples. If we allow this to continue to promulgate itself across America in small cities, small towns, small communities, then that's exactly what's going to happen. A footnote to that, Lawrence, back, I reckon about 15, 18 years ago, the former head of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, headed up this CARE chapter in Tampa, moved to Jacksonville. He is now on the Human Rights Commission in Jacksonville under the leadership of previous mayors. That individual had on his post, on his social media account while in Tampa as the head of CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, he was urging Muslims to run for election. He said, in his words, not mine, even if it's dog catcher, get into the political process so that we can eventually control America. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. So, Lawrence, if I say to our listeners, the answer to what we're challenging our listeners about is that we need to pray, seek God's face, ask God to heal our land, protect our nation, what say you as a closing statement for our listeners today?
Well, I completely concur with that, because we need to be prayerful and diligent and making sure that we take a stand. One more comment about the Nigeria. And what Trump said is he's given the Nigerian government a commitment, a chance to commit and remediate this.
Yes.
But he's also demonstrated that he's willing to act, and he's done that. And so I'm just encouraged by it.
Absolutely. Lawrence, brother, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that is very, very serious today. I pray that as a result of hearing today that you will heed. The bottom line is we need to pray, seek God's face, and confess our sins and ask God to divinely intervene and heal our land. And it means that as Christians, we got to be salt and light. Stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, while we yet have freedom and opportunity to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast